My name is Ryan. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride. What's up? Life before recovery was a giant mess. I spent most of the days trying to be someone I was not. My goal was for you to think that I had it all together. This fraudulent act often led to exhaustion, whether covering up my lies or acting ridiculously righteous. I always knew something was seriously lacking. Growing up, God was pretty much non-existent in my family. We would occasionally go to church, but outside of that, Jesus wasn't talked about. In middle school, I did some churchy things to fit in with my very churchy community. I even thought I found Jesus at a church camp. Moving into high school, I was very quick to find my worth in things like girls and sports. I dove into following my heart, believing this was where life was found. I did everything a mile wide and an inch deep. Whether it was friendships or relationships, I had to keep everyone at bay, to hide my secret struggle of pornography, and keep up the appearance of a perfect person. Things began to unravel when I first went to college. First, my roommate attended Watermark, problem number one. And he had learned the value of being authentic with others. He was all into sharing everything, and it really bothered me how he was always trying to get in my business. Secondly, I was in a dating relationship, and I knew that I should be vulnerable and share things, but my girlfriend attended a different college, and with a long-distance relationship, it was very easy to lie about my struggle with pornography and other things. I managed for a little while, but in my senior year, the weight of my sin came down on me. I became so sick and tired of living a lie, I started to crack. Every day for a week, I contemplated just spilling all my secrets. But I wouldn't, because I couldn't risk ruining my perfect image. I ended up medicating myself with sleeping medicine and found things to distract me during the days. One day I was alone and I couldn't escape the Holy Spirit's push to make me move and actually confess. I drove to my girlfriend's college and confessed everything to her. Obviously, we broke up. She was very smart. I returned to college and finally confessed everything to my roommate, and he pushed me to the Lord. He told me he knew something had been going on and that he had been praying for me to come to the Lord the last 4 years. He cared for me and loved me and started talking to me how I should plug into a church. So he took me to his church, Watermark. We went first to the porch, Watermark's young adult ministry. He thought he should ease me in. On Tuesday nights, and then we attended a Sunday service. It was there I heard about Watermark's recovery ministry, Regeneration, on Monday nights. Clearly, I needed to go to that as well. When I walked into Regen for the first time, I felt nervous, but I was ready. It was time to attack all of the issues that had been hampering me for so long. I learned very quickly that my life was much more out of control than I thought, and my submission to Christ would be the key to turning it around. My salvation happened when I finally realized the gap that my sin had created between God and I. I realized that I needed a savior and that Jesus' work on the cross had paid the price of my sin and bridged that gap for me. I no longer was chained by sin, but set free by a loving God. Throughout the steps, I felt like the Lord kept drawing me closer to him through the curriculum and his word. I love the foundation verse for step one, Romans 7:18. In it, Paul states, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but I don't have the ability to carry it out." This freed me up to fail and look at every failure as an opportunity to trust God through that failure. I remember feeling terrified to start step four inventory, but I truly believe this is when my heart truly turned towards God. I dug deep, thinking of everything I could possibly write down in my inventory. It felt like a never-ending list, but I finally felt finished writing down all of my convictions. Step five, confess, is where I felt God's grace the most. I confessed everything, every deep sin from my inventory to my mentor, who was the roommate. I remember it feeling like an eternity confessing. I was filled with such shame that I don't even think I looked up while reading my inventory. Hashtag pride. When I finished, I looked back up at my mentor and he said these words, "I love you, bro. Give me a hug. Isn't God's grace great?" Right then and there, I realized the power of God's grace over my pride, and I saw how God uses community of other believers to show his beautiful grace. From then on out, I realized new life was possible. Step 10, continue. seemed to be a turning point in the process as well, because it taught me how to live steps 1 through 9 daily and not to let stuff build up in my closet. God had been so faithful to me during these steps. I truly learned to trust him and let go of my sinful pride. Life looks a lot different now. I wouldn't say it's easier, but it's so much fuller because my heart is at rest knowing that God is helping me fight my battles. I start my days off in God's word, not because I have to, but because I get to. I know that starting my day this way will breathe life into my lungs and posture my heart to think less of myself, which I still do way too much. I receive opportunities every day to be the church and to pour out life into kids at the high school where I teach. They look at me crazy when I insert God's truth into their conversations, and I'm so thankful when they ask me for more of it. As for my personal life, remember my girlfriend who smartly broke up with me? Well, she's now my wife, Anne. God miraculously brought us back together. This time, though, our relationship was totally different. Before we got married, our relationship was full of authenticity and purity. At first, this was very difficult with all the baggage that we had brought in, but God fully changed the trajectory of this relationship in only the way that he could, into something truly beautiful. We are now in community with some pretty amazing people who know us better than we know ourselves. So when my pride still rears its ugly head, I have people to point me to the King to confess and back to the scriptures to learn. I'm currently trying to live by 1 Peter 1:14-15. It states, "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct." This verse sums it all up for me. Move away from my old life and continue to step into the life that God has for me. Right now, I currently serve in Groundwork. I love my current role because it gives me the opportunity to connect with new guys every week. But the best part about this role is the humbling nature of it. Although I have been through regeneration, I am not a finished work. I am just as sinful as anyone that comes through those doors, and I'm so thankful that God uses this to remind me of his grace and need for him. If I could tell you one thing tonight, it would be to stick with it. God changed my life, removed me from the pit, and if he can do that for me, I promise he can do that for you. My name is Ryan, I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from pride, and God gets all the glory for every change in my heart and life. Thank you.